for calling Dorothy Jane with D-Systems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, it's me again. I'm still trying to get a hold of my kids, and I would love to speak with and reconcile with my wife because I remain in love with her. You should have received, as did others, an email today because, like I say, I am having dialogues in various forms with more than one person about the things that have occurred in the last couple weeks. And, you know, I am preparing to do it again this Sunday. But the focus today, I think it reason why I wrote it the way I did is because obviously it's the issue that your dad keeps putting, setting forth, you know, the idea of the funding issue. And I find that very unfortunate because, yes, there's been problems in that area. I would suggest the bigger problem is the communications issue. And unfortunately, your dad has set an example of not doing it. And, the irony is he's actually done it more than others. But when he refuses, when he said that he's unwilling to get on the phone with me because he can't think that fast on this in dialogue, see, the issue there is if we were contending against each other, trying to beat each other to a pulp, I could see that point. If we're contending with each other, as I contend is the biblical definition where we're seeking the truth, then we're allies and we are striving to look towards the same truth. And we correct one another in that process. And that is an act of love. And I want to love him, but he doesn't want to love me in that way. But I'm going to pursue this. I'm pushing hard, obviously. And I'm rustling a few feathers, and I'm also finding people who are finding some encouragement. So I'm pressing on because I'm in love with my wife, and I have no evidence that the reverse is true, but I'm in love with my wife, and I'm trusting the Lord. Dorothy Jane, I love you.